A complex care home for Indigenous women led by Indigenous people will soon open in Wali, offering culturally appropriate and trauma-informed care. B.C. Minister of Health Josie Osborne announced Wednesday, March 26, in Surrey that the complex care home will officially open in April for 10 Indigenous women in Surrey. These spaces are specifically for Indigenous women with complex mental health challenges, addiction and acquired brain injuries, and here they're going to be able to access a number of services all under one roof, and that includes primary care, specialized mental health and substance use care, peer supports as well as support for daily living like meals, Osborne said. The province noted a 2020 point-in-time homelessness count that found Indigenous people who are experiencing homelessness in Surrey were more likely to be living with addiction, acquired brain injury, have a learning disability or cognitive impairment than non-Indigenous people experiencing homelessness. They also noted a 65% increase in the number of people experiencing homelessness in Surrey from 2020 to 2023. The toxic drug crisis is one of the most urgent and heartbreaking challenges that we are facing today in our province, Osborne said. We know that this crisis has been all the more devastating for Indigenous peoples. First Nations in BC are 6 times more likely to die from illicit drug poisoning, and we know that the long-lasting and intergenerational impacts of colonialism, racism and residential schools continues to impact their wellness and reverberate throughout Indigenous communities. Unfortunately, Indigenous peoples who are grappling with serious mental health and substance use issues also face other struggles in aspects of life as well, and too often, they find themselves trapped in a painful cycle, bouncing from one temporary solution to another, from shelters to emergency rooms and even jail cells, Osborne said. So instead of getting the care and the treatment that they really need, they, too often, just hit another closed door. We know that offering culturally relevant supports that are informed by Indigenous knowledge is absolutely key to helping people on their journey to healing and recovery. Having Indigenous-led mental health and substance use care is crucial to creating a system that works for Indigenous peoples, Osborne added. The project is a partnership between the province, the Aboriginal Housing Management Association, AMA, and the Fraser Region Aboriginal Friendship Centre Association, FRAFCA. Margaret Foe, Chief Executive Officer, Aboriginal Housing Management Association, said staff at AHMA and FRAFCA have fought long and hard to bring this dream to reality. Foe expressed her gratitude to the province. Thank you for being willing to open their eyes and their ears to understanding that the impacts of colonialism to our Indigenous peoples does require us to work in partnership, Foe said. The only way we make change is when we put our egos aside and we work together and we collaborate and we come up with the best decisions we can at the time to help our communities, and complex care housing for Indigenous peoples needs to be led by Indigenous peoples. We understand the traumas, the implicit traumas, the real traumas, the ongoing traumas that are happening within our communities in a way that no other organization can. Celeste Hayward, the Director of Operations at Aboriginal House Housing Management Association, shared Caitlin's story. She was one of their first complex care tenants at a different location. Complex care housing has helped me tremendously, said Caitlin, who has lived experience. Not only was I able to get the right care to fit my needs, but it also allowed me and my daughter to be healthy, housed and together on my pathway to healing. Kyla Painter, Executive Director, Fraser Region Aboriginal Friendship Centre Association, FRAFCA, spoke to the importance of housing. Safe, stable housing that is rooted in culture and community is the foundation for healing. At FRAFCA, we see firsthand the barriers Indigenous women face in accessing the care and housing they need to rebuild their lives. This new complex care housing project is a significant step forward in providing a supportive, culturally safe space where women can heal and thrive. We are proud to partner with AHMA and the province to bring this critical service to Surrey. Since the toxic drug crisis was declared in April 2016, at least 13,794 British Columbians have died due to unregulated drugs. In Surrey in 2024, 224 people died from unregulated drugs, and in January 2025, 24 people died.